talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And we're back here for 2023 broadcast. Scott Spears, Preston Crane, Don Kraft, Matt Ford. And we are having a great time here, to be sure. And we are about to be joined by royalty as the... Oh, here we go. How about that? There's one of our Pokemon, but we are about to be joined by royalty here momentarily because business has picked up here at the Popcorn or at the Bratwurst Festival 2023 edition. All right, we've got some lovely ladies coming over here. Who do we have here?
Sophia.
Now, Sophia, you are the junior princess of the Bratwurst Festival.
Yes, that's me.
Now, how do you become junior princess?
So... there's a pageant day, and you do a walk, and they see you dress, and then the judges discuss to see who will become the new Bratwurst Junior Princess.
Now, do you like bratwurst?
Yes.
Now, what's your favorite thing to put on a bratwurst?
Ketchup.
Ketchup. All right. So when you're here at the Bratwurst Festival, you have your bratwurst with ketchup.
Yep.
Now tell me about the dress you have on.
Okay, the dress I have on, it has purple flowered fabric and teal in the middle. And then my apron has teal stripes at the bottom. And then my blouse has ribbon in the middle, like by where my chest is, and then the short sleeves are white.
It's very, very nice. Did you make your own dress?
No, a nice lady named Betsy did.
Betsy. Well, Betsy certainly did a great job. Now, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Are you having fun this year?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to eat here besides bratwurst?
Elephant ears.
Those are good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Now, who do we have with you on the other side? Who do we have here?
Charlotte.
Now, you're the first runner-up.
Yes, I am.
Now, tell us what your favorite thing to do at the Bratwurst Festival is.
Ice cream.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Orange sherbet.
Now, tell us about your dress.
My dress has patterns in different colors, and my blouse is white and green, and it has little golden buttons and hearts on them, and it has like X's, like shoelaces.
It's very, very nice green, which is my favorite color. I love it. Now, did you get your dress from somebody, or did you make your own dress?
Got it from somebody that made it handmade.
Handmade. Well, that's very, very nice. Now, what's your favorite thing to put on a bratwurst?
I really don't know because I only ate it plain.
You just have it plain. Well, hey, that's the way to go, too. I like them plain myself. Now, who do we have here? The 2023 Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival second runner-up.
I'm your Bratwurst Festival second runner-up.
And what's your name?
Priscilla.
Well, Priscilla, how did you become the second runner-up? What kind of things did you go through, competition-wise?
There was a contest. There was one thing where we did a dress test, and like that was for the most authentic journal. And then there's also like we do a bunch of stuff.
Now, where did you get your dirndl at?
From Betsy.
Betsy as well. Now tell the audience about your dirndl who can't see it.
I have the blouse, the dirndl and the apron.
It's very, very nice. Now, kind of blue in color there?
Yeah, I have a blue color, and then my apron is a white-ish color, and I have a teal ribbon, and I got, like, a pearl ribbon thing.
Now, what do you? How do you eat your bratwurst? What do you put on it?
I really like mustard on mine.
I think mustard is the popular choice for a lot of people around here. Now, other than bratwurst, what do you like to eat at the festival?
Probably everything.
Everything. So you're having a great time.
Yes.
Well, thank you, ladies, so much for stopping by. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, there you go. Now we've got another group moving in here behind. Thank you so much. All right. Come on, ladies. Here we go. Did tremendous job there, and now we have some more royalty coming our way. All right, who do we have here?
Kira Dunphy.
And your title is?
2023 Bratwurst Festival Princess.
Bratwurst Festival Princess. Now, what age group does that cover?
11 to 13.
11 to 13. Now, what is the competition like? What are some things you have to do?
We have to go through an interview with the judges and a pageant, and then the crowning is the day of the Bratwurst Festival.
Now, what kind of things were you asked by the judges?
About myself and just stuff about princess stuff in the Bratwurst Festival.
What is your favorite part of the Bratwurst Festival in general?
Riding the rides.
What is your favorite ride?
The Ferris wheel.
The Ferris wheel, all right. Now, tell us about your dirndl. Where did it come from, and describe it to the audience who might not be able to see it.
I had my dirndl made by Betsy, and it's light blue with black and white flowers and black and white ribbons and lace.
Now, I've got to meet this Betsy. Now, is she a local person here in Bucyrus?
Yes, she is.
Oh, very nice. Now, does she make a lot of the dirndls for the girls?
She does.
So do you just have to give her what you want, and then she puts it together?
We pick out the fabric and the ribbon and the design of the dress, and she makes it for us.
Very, very nice. All right. Well, who do we have beside you here?
I am Bratwurst Festival first runner-up princess. I'm Juliana Grace Taylor.
All right. And tell us your memories of the competition.
I don't know.
Well, when the judges were interviewing you, what questions did they ask you? Well, I can tell you it was a very high-pressure event, so it's easy to forget things like that.
They asked me about my family and what I like to do at the Bratwurst Festival.
Why did you decide to compete in this competition?
I saw that it was very popular and that you can get a lot of things out of it and make new friends.
Have you made a lot of new friends in the competition?
Yes.
How do you like your bratwurst?
I just like it plain, on a hot dog, like on a bun.
Now, other than the bratwurst, what do you like to eat here?
I like the dipping dots.
Oh, the dots, okay, the dipping dots, all right. Now, tell people about your dirndl for people who can't see it.
It was made by my Grandma Mary. It has an eyelets apron, it has eyelet sleeves, and it's a blue, like a royal blue with flowers and like a dark blue leaves. And then I have royal blue ribbon, and I have white fabric with holes in it, and we tied ribbon through it.
Now, these are very unique dresses. For somebody who's never seen a dirndl, who might be listening on radio right now, how would you describe what a dirndl is?
A dirndl is a type of dress with three pieces, and they're usually made in Germany.
Now, what are the three pieces?
The blouse, the dress itself, and the apron.
Very nice. Now, this is a traditional dress in German culture?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. All right, who do we have over here?
Brenna Seville, the 2023 Bratwurst Festival second runner-up.
Now, Brenna, why did you decide to enter this competition?
I decided to enter this competition because I wanted to make new friends and travel more and get to know more about Ohio.
Now, what are you most looking forward to learning about Ohio? Places, things that happened, history, things of that nature?
Probably history and just where we came from.
Now, as far as living in Bucyrus, do you live in Bucyrus?
No, I live a little ways out of Bucyrus.
What do you like about Bucyrus?
I like that they have really good places to eat, like Baker's and Mark's, and the Pickwick place with lots of jams and jellies and Bruno's.
Now, Baker's Pizza, that's a staple here. Everybody loves the Baker's Pizza, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Now, how do you eat your bratwurst?
I eat it on a bun with a little bit of mustard.
Very nice. Now, as far as the future goes, would you like to compete in this again, continue coming to the Bratwurst Festival?
Yes. Once I'm old enough, I would like to compete for Queen.
Now, how old do you have to be to compete for Queen?
It is 15 to 18.
Yes.
15 to 18. Now, do both of you wish also to compete for Queen?
Yes.
So this is just the starting of a long career. Very, very nice. Now, other than the bratwurst, what do you like to eat here at the festival?
Deep-fried Oreos.
Deep-fried Oreos? Do they have the deep-fried Twinkies here as well?
I don't know. They might.
I don't think so.
Now, I had a deep-fried Twinkie once. Now, that was okay. Better than I thought it would be. Now, so when you ladies are not competing, what do? For fun. Do you play sports? What school do you go to?
I go to Colonel Crawford, and I'm a gymnast and cheerleader.
I homeschool.
Homeschool?
I'm a homeschooler, and I play basketball.
Oh, very nice. Now, we didn't get your dirndl described.
My dirndl is a black tuck with some lace on the sides, and then a red flowery pattern with some very pretty eyelet for the apron, and then some lace on my blouse around the sleeves and the neck.
Well, it certainly is very, very nice, and we thank you ladies for stopping by. Have a great time here at the Bratwurst Festival. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, I believe the next group will be coming over here. And Sean, you're going to get some pictures on the corner for these ladies because they're a little taller here. All right, they'll be here in just a second, taking a group picture down there. Matt is here. Oh, it's going to be an event here. Well, we've talked to the queens, and we're learning all kinds of things here at the Bratwurst Festival, which are very, very important. Because, you know, Pastor Craig, have you learned about the dirndls?
Yes, I did. I know what they are. I recognize them when I see it, but I didn't realize that it was actually like three pieces. That was that specific.
I thought these ladies were very, very, very well spoken.
Absolutely.
Certainly for their age. And certainly for, being just thrown in front of a mic like that, they did very, very well.
Yes, they did. They sure did.
All right. Well, we've got another group showing up here. Who do we have?
Hello. My name is Raven Storm Sherrack, and I'm your new Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival Queen.
Now, this is a big title. How did you get involved?
I have been involved with Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival since I was born. My great-grandpa actually was the mayor when it started, so it's been a big family tradition to be here.
Now, to be the queen, how do you become that?
You have to go through a very long process. It's ages 15 through 18, and we have a pageant that has an interview, and they ask you questions, and then you have on-stage questions, and they read a bio about you, and a group of judges picks who they think would be the best representatives.
Now, what kind of questions were asked of you?
One of the questions that I was asked, which really stuck out to me, was who was my biggest role model? But our question that we were all asked at the end was, if you could take one person around Bucyrus, and where would you take them throughout the town? And so that was a really big question to answer, but I feel like it was a fun question to answer, especially if you know Bucyrus, because you can take them to all of your favorite places.
So where would you take somebody around town?
I would take them to anywhere they wanted to go, but I would take them to places like Copper Kettle Works and Cooper's Mill and Camp Michael, and I feel like another really good place to take them to Carly's Bratwurst, because that's what we're known for.
Absolutely. And how do you like your bratwurst?
I like mine With everything but ketchup.
Everything but ketchup. So you do the sauerkraut and the mustard and the whole deal.
Yes.
Now, that's the best way to eat a bratwurst. Tell us about your dirndl, and for people listening at home who can't see it, tell us where you got it and what it looks like.
My dirndl is a family dirndl, so my aunt and my sister wore it, and a few of our family friends have worn it. It is a dark blue with light blue and green flowers on it, and it's very special to me, and I love it.
So it's been passed down through the family?
Yes.
And you say you had a mayor in the family?
Yes. I've had a lot of politicians in the family. So my grandpa was also the judge, and that was Kennedy Sharrock. And then my mayor, great-grandpa was Claire Sharrock.
Oh, very, very nice. Well, stay right here with us. Who do we have next to you?
I am first runner-up at Hermione Greenler.
And tell us about the competition.
It's very nerve-wracking. Obviously, I did a little well. We all went up on stage, and then there were people, and so I had to take a breather. I believe that if you just have enough confidence and you just stare at someone directly in the eyes, you'll get through it, because you're talking to one person, not a crowd.
What questions do you remember from the competition?
Well, I also got the role model question that Raven had, but I also had a question that was the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten, and I got that from my father. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast, so when you break it down, you work on things slowly instead of rushing to failure, and they'll run smoothly, and then you can do it effectively.
Now, what is the best part about Bucyrus for you?
I would have to say my home. I love the town, I love the people, I love the culture, but I love my family. And I was fortunate enough to come live with my grandparents here in Bucyrus, and I've only lived here roughly 5 months now. And I really like going back to my house and just taking a deep breath and gossiping with my grandma about what I did today. And I really just admire that I have some peace and quiet. Yes, I really believe in me time, because you can't run being queen or runner-up effectively unless you're sane yourself.
Now tell us about your dirndl.
My dirndl is brown with gold embroidery. It kind of has the gold embroidery that Rapunzel's paintings have. It was part of the dirndl closet here with Betsy, and it was donated by a mom and daughter duo. Unfortunately, the mother passed away. They used to run a booth here for the Bratwurst Festival, and the daughter couldn't do it by herself, so she donated both dirndls. And with mild alterations, it fits me like a glove.
Oh, there you go. Best way to eat a bratwurst.
Just shove it in your mouth and chew.
There you go. All right, who do we have on the end here?
I'm the second runner-up, Mackenzie Sweeney.
And tell us your memories of the competition.
It was very nerve-wracking, but I had fun with all these girls. Made many, many memories with them, and I love them all.
Now, what questions do you remember?
Just like the rest of them, I had the same questions as them, but the one that I really loved was the role model one. I chose my mom because I really love my mom the most. She's helped me through all of this.
Where did you get your dirndl?
I also got it from the closet from Betsy. Mine is black with blue embroidery in it.
Very nice. Now, what does this mean to you, competing in this competition and being a representative of Bucyrus and the Bratwurst Festival?
It definitely tells me that I need to step up and I need to take big responsibility and show everybody that it's a good opportunity to get into this.
Now, do you live in Bucyrus?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Bucyrus?
Definitely the bratwurst. Yeah.
This is a fun event. It's a fun thing to be a part of. How do you eat your bratwurst?
With everything on it.
Do the whole works here.
Yeah.
Now, other than bratwurst, what do you like to eat?
French fries.
French fries. Now, when you look at the whole event as it's starting here today and we've got people around and everybody's enjoying themselves, do you think that this is really a representation of what society is today?
Yes.
I think you're right. What's the best part about being here today?
The best part about being here today is getting to see the whole community come together and also getting to eat the food.
Yeah, absolutely. How important is it to be a good representative, not only for the Bratwurst Festival, not only for Bucyrus, but for young ladies in general?
I feel like it's very important because I love seeing all of the young ladies or even the young children looking up to us because they someday want to do this, and it really touches my heart, and I love it, and that's part of the reason why I got into this.
Best part about being a representation for just young women in general?
young women in general have a tendency to try and follow their mothers or their older sisters or just someone around them like teachers. And I believe that you just have to show strength and courage because you want them to be confident in themselves and what they're doing. Help them follow their passions and help them enjoy what they're doing in life.
What do you think? Best advice for somebody who is a young woman who wants to do well.
If they want to do anything, just do it.
If you could look back to any of these girls, we just interviewed the younger girls here, and a lot of them want to continue. They'd like to follow in your footsteps. They'd like to be where you ladies are now. What advice would you give them?
I'd tell them to just go for it. That's what I did, and I have a crown now. And I think if they keep being themselves, it'll really help, especially in the interviews.
Advice to the younger girls.
I say you need to believe in yourself and not be afraid to ask questions. A lot of people are afraid to ask questions because they don't want to be shunned or they don't want to be like, I can't follow rules type of thing. Ask questions and be able to learn not only about what you're supposed to be doing, but about the festival itself.
I would just tell them just to do it, and not only will you become somebody, but you will also meet great friends.
Now, again, give me your names and your titles for all the people out there listening.
My name is Raven Storm Sherrock, and I am the 2023 Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival Queen.
My name is Edermoyne Greenler. I am first runner-up of the Bratwurst Festival and will be your 2023 first runner-up.
My name is Mackenzie Sweeney, and I will be your 2023 Bratwurst Festival second runner-up.
Thank you, ladies. You did a great job. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much. The ladies did a great job here. We certainly have been lucky enough to have all the royalty. What fun. It is fascinating. All right. Pastor Craig just got some good information for us here. It is fascinating. Five competed in their age group.
Five competed in their age group.
Very nice. Now, Matt, Pastor Craig, Sean, you've heard the interviews. Now, what do you think?
I love the Bratwurst Festival.
They're a good, solid group of girls.
They're a good group of girls. They're good. They were raised right.
I really... Yeah, Matt, you'll never be clean here at the Bratwurst Festival as much as you try. So what do you think? Now, these girls are in your age category.
I think that I'm so tempted. I'm not gonna say it.
I think that they are definitely good role models for the younger girls that they were talking that you had asked them about.
What do you think, Sean? What do you think of those interviews?
Well, I think he did a very good job interviewing them, and also they're very well spoken. You can tell they are really well trained and well behaved, and.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, I'm sorry. Break it, Pastor. I was just going to say, it would be interesting if we could track down this Betsy lady.
Isn't that interesting?
She apparently...
She's the queen here.
She's the woman to see if you want a Durndal.
Betsy's Closet, I would guess. Yeah. Or if that's downtown here somewhere.
I don't know.
Now, it is very interesting, Matt, as we look at this whole thing, and not to speak ill of any other places we've been, but these girls are Johnny on the spot. They sit down. They answer the questions. Not one of them, I think, in any age category said, I don't know.
I mean, considering what it was like at the fair, like the first time we were, I did the fair with you guys, obviously, I did not get a single queen to even, come talk to us. They were all very hesitant or straight up just said no.
Well, I wasn't going to mention where that happened, but sure, why not? It was the fair. Did you get a lot of good entertainment there for the Facebook page so we can update people later on? They can see all the durndals and the queens that they just heard on air.
It's super loud here, so I couldn't hear them very well. So
it's beautiful here, Matt. It's beautiful. So I couldn't... Matt, the silence we had this morning is gone.
We have background polka music.
Just as we start the interviews, they pipe up the band.
So I couldn't... I didn't record any videos because... I wouldn't have been able to hear them because I couldn't hear them standing where I was. So the phone wasn't going to be able to. But they were I did get a lot of pictures.
Now, I do know that we're going to get polka music at some time. I don't know. I just got a message from Anthony Colker, who has been on before me. He's playing right now down in the square. So he's going to come here after that. So if we do hang over a little bit, we're going to do that because we want to at least get one or two songs in. It is polka here at the Bratwurst Festival, but it's already 40 after. So just stick with us. We're going to hold it over if Kolker comes down here because this guy can jam on his squeeze box. I'll tell you that. What do you think this was radio?
I never heard of the term squeeze box. It's called a squeeze box. Why did not know? Remember that song, the Mama's got a squeeze box. She wears on her chest. Sing it, Pastor. Because he's playing all night. Okay, I guess you never heard that. Okay, all right. Now, other than that, I don't know. I don't know about the Pirates.
They were supposed to show. Maybe they'll show. Maybe we'll see them. But I know Kolker, as soon as he's done, is coming down here with those squeeze bottles. So we're all highly excited. So what other ground should we cover here today? There's a lot going on at the Cyrus Bratwurst Festival.
I think Sean should see what is entailed in getting entered into the pizza eating contest.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
What if it's not Chef Boyardee? There could be trouble.
There could be.
You know, I was so impressed with those ladies and how well they spoke. I mean, even the younger girls, they answered every question. And sometimes I did see a little fear in their eyes when I asked the question, but they still plowed through. And that is a mark of a talent.
Yeah, especially the older girls, the middle group and the middle group, and especially the oldest group, you know, there's just that self-confidence, you know. You get a question, you answer it, you know, you're prepared. You don't know what the question's going to be, but you're prepared. You know your material, you know, I mean, they were just right on it.
Matt?
I think they were great. They spoke well. Even the younger girls spoke well.
I'd like to see the transcribed version of the show later on.
I got a question for Matt.
They were great.
Hey, man, I got a
pause. Pause.
Are you calling queens or you calling bands? The little kids too.
Well, when I was talking to the little kids, I didn't talk to them directly. I talked to their parent person, whoever was walking with them, because you don't want to just
live
start harassing kids.
Yeah.
I did not know that was live music.
Yeah.
Is that the performing spot?
No, that's not one of the performing stages.
Because I'm looking here.
Well, there is roaming throughout festival grounds in orange. So maybe that's Mike and Larry. I don't know.
No, I think that is Wayne.
And
that
is Wayne and Anthony.
Yep.
Wayne and Anthony.
I believe that's it.
Which one's Anthony?
Down here, Bob. One on the other side.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be down here momentarily. They don't have far to come. Boy, this will be good.
Yeah.
One guy looks like the Three Stooges guy?
Yeah, what was his name? Larry?
Larry? Yeah, was it Larry?
Larry Fine.
Yeah.
Very similar in a way. But, you know, I wouldn't say that to his face. He might humble you. You might find out what it's like to get squeezed by a squeeze box. All right, if you're enjoying the broadcast out there, let us know. Send us a message on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. The accordion music is coming. It's here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival 2023 broadcast. And don't forget, Carrington Nelson will be here tonight with us 8:15 until 10 p.m. And we'll get some of the queens back down here and follow up with some of them. Maybe Carrington will have some questions for him. You have any questions for him?
No. I think you're... They're really smart kids.
They're delightful girls.
If they come back, I would ask, here's a question I'd ask, so take notes. You can ask for me.
Okay.
If they come back tonight and you feel a need to interview them, I would ask them, where all are they going in the state of Ohio to represent the Bucyrus and the Bratwurst Festival? Where else do they get to go? That's part of their thing, is they travel around.
Oh, they travel. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they're a traveling group. I think the Popcorn Festival does that as well, and some other groups.
Do they travel together, or do they send them out to different places?
You know what's interesting? Apparently, you don't have to be from Bucyrus to compete in the competition.
Apparently
I thought
not.
You did.
Apparently, you don't.
I thought it was kind of like a homestead thing.
Right.
So, old Bucky Russ, let's be anybody do anything.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pit stop for a moment. Maybe they'll chime on down here momentarily, and we'll get to hear from music stylings of Coker and Golob.
Golob.
G-O-L-O-B.
Golob. Isn't that from the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I think so.
Coker and Golob. That's the guy you said that, like, Larry
Fine.
Maybe
you need to get down and come down here.
They seem happy. Matt, you want to see if they're ready to come down?
Yeah.
I don't know if they have to stay in that one spot. I don't know what the protocol is. But, yeah, I believe that's Coker, who we had on a few years ago. Now, this will be entertainment right here.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just not a big polka music person.
You don't like polka. You don't like bratwurst.
What do I like, right, Pastor?
The only reason you're coming here is because you're needed as a technical guy, right?
That's right.
Okay.
All right, Matt is having a confab with our musical entertainer.
Here comes Coker.
All right, they're coming this way. Oh, this is going to be something to behold. I'm telling you that. This right here is really why you come to the Bratwurst Festival. This is an event in and of itself, and these people are coming down here, and we've got about 15 minutes. So it's going to be music stylings here coming up momentarily. And this is the type of music you get at the Bratwurst Festival as they come on down here for a big old interview here at the 2023 Bratwurst Festival. Oh, my goodness. Well, he did a boomerang there. He was coming this way, and then he boomeranged back.
The old boomerang move.
He did. He boomeranged. Well, they got the tip jar.
Yeah.
They're coming to the wrong spot if they want tips.
You better get your wallet out, Scott.
Oh, my.
No, he doesn't understand. He pays us for the interview.
That's right. That's what this is all about. Oh, the man, did he drop his accordion there? It might be all off key now.
Juice box?
Not juice box.
No, squeeze box.
I know.
Juice box.
Oh, my. Well, I've heard it all now. We should have told them to come down here about 45 minutes ago. They might be here now. Oh, it's a little bit of a trick. I think the one man's got an injured arm.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'll tell you, it is, you know, the midway, would you call this a midway?
Yes.
The midway is filling up. It is hot here at the 2023 Bratwurst Festival. Even though it is rather cold, it's hot here. And the music is coming this way. I can see it. I can feel it. It's going to be big.
We just can't hear it.
We just can't hear it yet, but it's coming. It's coming this way. All right. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Thank you. I wanted one just like it.
Oh, you did? No, have fun. All right. It's the 2023 USIRIS Bratwurst Festival, and we are joined here by some people who make this event very fun with musical entertainment. Who do we have?
Anthony Solkar.
And?
Whoops. Whoa.
Oh, no. Well, okay. We'll get you back here. See, that chair got angry with you.
Yes, it did. Let me sit down.
I'm Wayne Golub.
Wayne Golub. Now, how did you guys get involved with the accordion?
Well, my father played accordion, and I took right up after him in his footsteps.
And my dad just hung around accordion players, and he wanted his son to be one.
What is it about the accordion that appeals to you?
Well, it's an instrument that could play all by itself and as a solo instrument and sound like a whole band if needed.
And pretty much the same thing. It's a tradition within our tradition. We're both Slovenian, some German, Czech, and all those nationalities play the accordion. So it's just something that we enjoy to carry on our tradition. And
exactly the same thing, keeping the tradition alive through the family. I'm a fourth generation accordion player in my family.
How hard is it to learn the accordion?
Well, it all depends. It's just like any musical instrument. Not everybody is cut out to play one. But for me, I was a natural, and it was a matter of coordination of both hands, learning the rhythm and chords and bass notes with the left hand, and being able to play melody and chords on the right hand. Do it all at the same time. Gets both sides of the brain working.
And Anthony said it very well. It's not as hard as, say, a violin. The violin is a much harder instrument to learn. But, I mean, you have buttons or keys. You push the button, and you know if you push the right one, you're going to get the right note. Whereas in a violin, it's more, you got to feel your strings out, and it's just a whole lot more complicated.
Most popular song people like to hear?
Well, usually at an event like this, there's one of the most popular songs is the Beer Barrel Polka, Roll Out the Barrel.
Well, let's hear it. Let's hear it. We want to hear some music here. We've got about 12 minutes left in the broadcast. The Beer Barrel Polka here on WGH Talk. Get ready. Here. All right. Now, you know, the only polka song I have to say that I know and familiar with, because we played it on the air, and some people actually don't like it when we play it, is the Too Fat Polka.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. People, polka fans, they either love it or they hate it.
Well, what is it about that song?
Well, let's put it this way. People think it's a novelty, or you're making fun of a fat woman, and it's disgraceful to women. But usually it's the women that actually ask us to play it the most, if you really pay attention through every gig we play.
Well, Too Fat Polka, why controversial?
Well, it just is talking about a rather large woman, and the lyrics go, "She's too fat for me," you know, and I suppose when that came out in the late 40s, that wasn't as big of a thing as it is today. That was, if you remember, the TV and radio personality, the author Godfrey, he's the one that recorded that and came out with it. It was originally a Czech melody, the first part was, and then he came out with it with the lyrics and everything. And it was a big, big hit for him.
Now can you do the Too Fat Polka?
Of course we can.
Well, let's hear it here. Let's be controversial here on our show.
Well, we won't sing the lyrics, but you can hear the melody. See.
everybody's dancing and having a good time. All right, Pastor Craig, Matt, Sean, any questions here for the gentleman?
Yeah, do you find there are still young people today that are taking up that, or is it hard to find young people taking up the instrument?
Well, from my experience, when I started, when I was a kid, like, I'm only 30 right now, but when I was, like, single-digit age, like 4.5, 5 years old, I started picking it up because of my dad having it around and put it in my lap and taught me how to play basics and then kept going. And let's put it this way. I thought I was going to be the last of my generation to play the accordion, at least in Cleveland. It turned out I was far from the last. There's younger ones than me, and the youngest one that's showing an interest is about 5 years old now.
And to compound on what Anthony just said, when I was his age, I thought I might be the end of the line as far as accordion players. But then others came along, and the accordion, you know, sort of regenerated a little bit, came back somewhat. The popularity goes up and down over the years. It may never be what it was in the 40s and 50s, but who knows? In other places, in Europe, South America, Japan, China, people are playing. They have big accordion bands. It's a big thing right now. Only here in the U.S., it's still not regained its popularity.
Question, Matt?
How long did it take you? I know you guys like kind of touched on it earlier, but like, so you think it would be harder to learn how to play a violin than an accordion?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, if you've ever heard someone that is just starting out the violin, you get a lot of streaks and squawks and screeches. Where, like I said, as long as you know which button to push, just like on a piano, same thing. As long as you know what key to push, you're going to get the right note. It's going to sound good. You don't have to try to generate the tone that you would on a violin.
There's my opinion of it, too. You have to, there's a difference between mastering an instrument and being, you know, kind of intermediate level or beginning level. You know, an intermediate level accordion player could still go out and consider themselves professional and start a band with minimal experience. Violin, but there's no easy way. You either are sounding really good on it or you sound really amateur where it sounds like nails on the chalkboard.
Absolutely. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left. Okay, go ahead.
So, my question is, what's the difference between his and yours? Yours has like a piano key. And
that is the modern accordion, if you will. Okay. The piano accordion. It became popular in the teens and 20s when they fit a piano keyboard on the accordion, and right away, more people started playing the accordion. These are harder. This is a what's called a chromatic accordion.
A half chromatic.
Yeah, but not to confuse them too much with that, but a chromatic accordion is, this came along in about 1850. Before that was the diatonic accordion about 1832. But this accordion, instead of going right up the keyboard like you would for a scale, you go across the keys, and it's much more complicated.
They're laid out in rows of threes, and here are the black keys on the piano.
The black buttons. That corresponds to the black keys on his piano.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left. I want you guys to play us out. So play something 4 minutes long that's happy.
Let's play a German tune, "Oh Susanna."
Thank you.
really think the accordion players for coming down here. Great music. Mr. Craig, Matt Morgan, Sean Crafton. We'll be back tonight at 8:15 p.m. here at the festival with Frank and Nelson Friday Night Live. Thank you, everybody, from the Puppet Festival heading to the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.